Daily News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home on flights in-country and in Saudi Arabia. The swap was a rare sign of progress in efforts to end the conflict, which broke out 6 years ago in Yemen, where the Houthis control much of the north, despite the intervention of Saudi Arabia and its allies. The warring sides agreed to exchange 1,081 prisoners under a deal struck in Switzerland last month, the largest number since the start of the war in 2014. UN Yemen envoy Martin Griffiths, who attended last month's talks in Switzerland, hailed the start of the operation, calling it a sign that peaceful dialogue can deliver. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally was planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks. Thursday night, Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Mr. Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. President Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Mr. Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period, the lowest in 11 weeks. The country was seeing more than 1,000 virus deaths per day last month. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.